Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. L'shana tova, chaverim. Happy New Year, friends. Just saying. All right, I am here. I know you're thinking, Jeff, well, so what? You're always there. How is that an accomplishment? You tootled out from the main house out to the studio office at a burger joint, whatever the hell we're calling it this week, because it's no longer the Plaque Shack. And I know poor Rich has got, what does Rich have? He's got like an attic or something, right? I mean, it's hardly a freestanding building. I mean, I'm not mocking him, but, well, maybe a little bit. But no, he's trying to come up, I know, with a name for his space, which actually looks very nice. Very nice. This had been the Plaque Shack because it was festooned with plaques. As Heidi reminds me, these walls are the embodiment of my low self-esteem and insecurity. And, oh, by the way, and my low self-esteem and insecurity absolutely doubled down at lunch because I just got back from lunch with our general mangler, who I don't know if he hates to love me or loves to hate me. I don't know. I can't quite figure it out. But, you know, it's always a nice lunch. It actually is. And we always have a good time. And we always have at least one major dust-up where, you know, like if this were a relationship, you go, that's it, forget it, we're done. And you go, aw, well, maybe not. So we did have one of those today. Now, is this a good sign, Germ, that I don't honestly remember what the one major dust-up was? I mean, I know there was one, because he said to me, don't talk to me like that. And I said to him, don't you talk to me like that. And then it was like, are you going to finish that wine? Because he had my wine. He made me buy wine, and I wouldn't drink it, because, you know, I got to come here do the little show. I have an obligation. I have requirements to hit. And, you know, people seem to think that holding this program to the generally accepted level of mediocrity is easy. And it is, but that's besides the point. I can't be intoxicated when I come on the air. That's just insane. I did that bit once. If anybody remembers WKRP in Cincinnati, remember Dr. Johnny Fever does a whole thing where he gets drunk with the Ohio State Highway Patrol? Remember that? I did that years and years and years and years and years ago on the air, and it was, whew, man, I think I still probably have a hangover from that. And I had to be essentially poured into my car, and then the worst secret at the radio factory out there was that there was a woman there. No, that wasn't a secret. Everybody knew there were women there. But no, there was a woman there, and she and I were, you know, an item. But we never wanted anybody at the radio factory to know that. We just didn't think it was good form to be and then be working together. And truthfully, it was one of those deals where after it became clear that Jeff, the morning guy in San Francisco, was in no condition to walk anywhere, let alone drive somewhere. And he was now totally sloshed at 9 o'clock in the morning. Somebody's going to have to drive him home. And I had a buddy of mine, he and I were really just close friends, and people were like, oh, look at Richard, maybe he should do it. And then, you know, the lady with whom I was not involved said, I got it. And so she drove me home, and all was right with the world, except that I kind of sort of lost a day, as I recall. And then there were all these people who had been keeping, like making pretend that they did not know we were, you know. And then they all had to acknowledge, well, you know, Jeff and you know. So anyway, but I'm here. I guess that's my point. Yes. Yeah, so as Jeremy has rightfully pointed out, I'm going to share this only because you said that I should. And according to the lunch, our boss loves you. He does. I just want you to know that for the record. Your Honor, let the record reflect. Actually, we all love Jeremy, now that I think about it. Jeff, Jeremy says you may never again get a chance to say, Russian my rear end off out of the gate ever again. Seize the moment and opportunity. All right, well, I was Russian. And Polish, but no, Russian for the, yeah. Anyway, so I'm here. That's the point. I have arrived. Thank you, and now the broadcast may commence. That being said, you know who's back on the air tonight? Is Jimmy Kimmel. Why? That I don't know. Except, you know what I do know? How many people, just by a show of hands, unless you're driving, how many people were of the opinion that Jimmy Kimmel was fired? Right? There were a lot of people. There were a lot of people that were firmly convinced Jimmy Kimmel had been fired. Who said that? Well, there were some people on the right who said, well, he was fired. We got him fired. There were those on the left who said, see, the conservatives got him fired and Trump got him fired. You know who never said that he was fired? Disney. Disney never once said, oh, Jimmy Kimmel has been fired. What Disney said all along was the Jimmy Kimmel show has been suspended. Jimmy Kimmel has been suspended. And if you forget why, oh, you know what? I think this might have been the dust up. Germ, do me a favor, because our boss did go back to the radio factory. Just tell him I cannot for the life of remember. It's only an hour ago, but we like almost came to blows in the restaurant about something, and now I don't even remember what the heck it was. But I think it might have been about Kimmel, because let's hear what Kimmel actually said.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
Okay, so stop right there. Okay, so I think this might have been part of our dust-up. I'm not entirely sure, but I think it was. He only acknowledged the second part of that. And I said, well, no. Jimmy Kimmel flat out lied on that program. No. Well, I'm telling you, that's exactly what he did. Jerm, play it again, because we can hear exactly where Kimmel lies to the dozens of people actually watching his program.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
Okay, so that's the lie. Everybody knew at that point that this, quote, kid was in fact a leftist involved in a transgender relationship. We all knew that when Kimmel took to the airwaves to say what he said there. He knew full well it was not true. He did it anyway. That is why he was suspended. However, people tried to have you believe, that Kimmel was fired because he was mean or nasty or insensitive or he just made a joke. There's nothing funny there. What follows that, I must tell you, was a joke and you may be offended to hear this, I thought it was actually relatively funny. And that doesn't happen all that often with Kimmel. It's easily been 12, 13 years since the man was funny. But he talks about President Trump, and he lampoons him, he attacks him, but that's what he does, right? That one, as much as it may pain some people, you got to give him that one. It may not have been funny, but there was an attempt at humor when he said, well, you know, Donald Trump just mourns like a six-year-old and a goldfish. Because Trump is asked, the president is asked, hey, how you dealing with this whole situation with Charlie Kirk? And he says, well, it's nice. The ballroom. In other words, not nice that Charlie Kirk, but he says, yeah, you know, I think I'm doing okay. And take a look at the ballroom. So this is the weird thing. That was an attempt at humor. You may not have found it funny, and that's okay. I didn't find it particularly funny, but I thought, well, it's the closest to funny that this guy has ever been in recent history. But it was that first part that got him suspended. And that's why I go back to this whole idea that he was never fired. There's nothing that you will find in anything from...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Disney that says we are firing Jimmy Kimmel. What you will see as you look at everything, and believe it or not, I've read all of it, is that he has been suspended. Well, suspensions, as we all know, have an end date, right? Suspensions are not forever. Not like diamonds from Diamonds Direct, Short Pump, West Broad Village. No. They've got a use-by date. Hey, effect of such and such a date, your suspension is over. So his suspension is over. Now the question becomes, what does he do tonight? What does he do tonight? You tell me. Hit us up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. What does Kimmel do tonight? And I know this is sort of a silly question for most of us who are gathered here today, but will anybody actually be watching? I won't. But there's nothing new in that. I haven't watched Kimmel in a long time because every time I accidentally, inadvertently stumble across a show, I remind myself why I wasn't watching in the first place. But what do you think Kimmel does tonight, first night back from this suspension? Does he apologize? Does he make a contribution of some sort? Because remember, Sinclair, the biggest ABC affiliate operator, says until he does that, we're not carrying the show. Nextstar, which you know is Channel 8, They have said, apparently, they're not going to be airing the Kimmel Show on their ABC affiliates for the foreseeable future. I don't know if there's anything else out there in terms of programming. I don't know. But anyway, you hit me up. James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, 316, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.